Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the news hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Thursday afternoon. With us in studio is Troy Thompson. Troy is the sales manager for the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites on Merle Hay Road here in Greater Des Moines. And it's a pleasure to have him in. He called us and he said, you know what? I've got a story to tell. And we're always up for that. Troy, welcome.
Michael, thank you. Thank you for having me in today.
So tell us a bit about, Troy, what is the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites? Obviously, it's a hotel and suites, but what else?
I think that we have, not only do we have a full-service conference center with lots of meeting rooms, but we're just fresh off of a brand-new renovation. We also have a Bennigan's restaurant and a tavern, of course.
Sure.
And this makes it exciting because you know how fast things are moving now?
Oh, boy.
The full-service properties really become the kind of the support network for associations and groups that are
Absolutely.
Meeting in-house. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 rooms, and our ballroom space and breakout rooms can support groups of 350.
You know, you mentioned full-service hotels, and when I travel, I prefer those hotels simply because I work so doggone hard while I'm there. I don't want to have to search for a restaurant. I don't want to have to go here or there. And yep. You know, really, I was just recently in Kansas City, and so I was in Kansas City for 4 days. I did not leave the hotel. You know, I was in Memphis. I did not leave the hotel because, you know, my business is there. What I'm doing is there.
That's entirely possible, and we see it happen all the time. And when you get the opportunity to turn that business trip into a snap conference with somebody, how nice is it you can just notify the hotel right. staff, somebody can put a meeting room on order for you and make it happen. It's opportunities come quickly these days.
You've been in this industry how long?
Probably about 25, 30 years.
How has it changed?
Well, you remember the planners used to be princes or princesses?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they had all the entire year to plan their event and all the unlimited opportunities. Now they're treated like paupers.
Mm.
You know, they really have less resources, less time, and what they need is, especially when they don't have a full-service meeting department in their company, they need to work with a hotel who can come alongside them, learn their goals.
So we're talking about in corporations and businesses out there that have a person, maybe a part-time person or somebody,
yep.
that's got to wrangle all of these people together to go to a facility someplace within the metro.
That's right.
Got to have somebody on your side.
That's right. And many times we find that because we've been doing it so long and the team has been together so long that we can pull up history to help them make, you know, smart decisions about what time of year, what type of offerings, you know, how the group might be hosted within the property. So happens all the time.
Got it. You know, we just had a news story that we saw. We didn't get to it today, but Iowa Vision has just offered up $700,000 in money for the Johnston project. It's a $5.2 million project that's going to redo so much of Johnston. That's just right now.
So,
you've got a front row seat.
So excited.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I don't know all of the details,
but it's
so
close to you.
We were at the JEDCO meeting a couple weeks ago where this was announced, and I couldn't be more happy because the development in that Merle Hay area is let's face it, it's a strong area. We have tons of traffic and people by the thousands and thousands pass by there every day. But now we're going to have some eye candy.
Right, you absolutely.
And,
you know, Merle Hay, that road was traditionally known as the Merle Hay Auto Mile for years and years and years. Now it's kind of shrunk down to the Merle Hay maybe quarter auto mile. But things go through changes and adjustments, just like your property has gone through some adjustments.
Yes. As I mentioned, we've probably rebranded or cycled the property three times. Our company, Kinseth Hospitality, is an Iowa-based company. Bought the property in '97. We opened it as a Four Points Sheraton Hotel.
I remember that.
And then in 2006, we took on the Holiday Inn brand. We had many Holiday Inns, and did a renovation at that time. But now we finally have done a very extensive renovation, and that we are all very, very proud of.
When you do renovations like this in the hotel industry, how often do you have to update stuff?
Well, the brand and every part of the IHG partnership really involves everything from, you know, what's the color of your wastebasket, but more importantly to things like the comfort of the beds, like the USB ports, charging ports, and then incorporating, you know, amenities like microwaves and refrigerators into every single room.
Yeah.
We just completed a major Wi-Fi upgrade, as I'm sure every property in town is.
I was going to ask you about that. You know, once upon a time, if you traveled and you traveled to some of the finer hotels, they would stick you for $12, $15, $17 a day for Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And that used to really frustrate me because, you know, you could go down the street at Brand X and you could get some semblance of Wi-Fi anyway, for it was included in the cost. Mm-hmm. And was it the consumer demand that said, you guys got to change?
Well, we have seen the bandwidth being gobbled up year over year in every hotel. And the good part about it is that we have now, all of the brands are working on these standards that establish really good service, especially with the Wi-Fi. And so we're working on quantifiable things. We're working on with our provider on surveys that groups can take in advance to boost bandwidth, create IP addresses and things like that. Mm. So there's a lot of parts to it. You know?
There is, isn't there?
Yeah.
What's the best part of your job as a meeting planner associate, so to speak?
What isn't it? That's exactly what I love. I absolutely love getting to meet new people, come alongside them, and watch them grow their event over the course of, say, 3 or 4 years, where they started wondering if they were going to get enough people for the registration. And working with them and growing that registration, seeing it happen, it's absolutely one of the best parts of my job, hands down.
Troy Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites on Merle Hay here in town, getting a little backstory about the hotel business. As you're in this business, where is your sweet spot for your customer base? Is it just about anybody out there, or do you have a certain...
Well, I have to tell you that for me personally, I have a sales team that works on everything from Farm Progress Show and corporate to all of the hundreds of sports teams that are coming into town several months. But for me personally, it's law enforcement, it's association, and I work with many government groups. That is kind of always been one of my areas that I have particularly enjoyed.
Got it. When we talk about supply and demand, and we have seen this, and I don't know, I'm just going to ask the question, when a supply gets tight on rooms here in the metro, does the price go up?
Oh, it does. It does.
So it is a supply and demand.
It is a supply and demand. What makes it tricky in Des Moines is that, for the most part, we are a market that has lots of very high-quality hotels, more so than many other markets, as you probably know.
Absolutely.
And not only that, but we have the availability. But when we start getting really busy, then that creates that sense of uncertainty. So we may not fill many, many times as a hotel market in Des Moines, but they're memorable moments.
Yes, they are. I think the caucus was one of those moments.
Exactly.
And the NCAA tournament that was here.
But you know what? For the most part, there's probably not many markets as value added as Des Moines when it comes to hotel costs.
If you were to speak with a meeting planner or a corporate travel advisor or anything else, what two or three things would you share with them as tips that they ought to do? Should they book early? Should they make this relationship? Should they stay at the same place? What do you think they should know?
Well, I think initially is treat the hotel or the facility as a partner because they're wanting to help you provide solutions. Hmm. And another thing very quickly is just an old school thing. Put them on your mailing list. Put them on your email list. Because while you're communicating to your constituents and attendees, they will be double-checking those that activity.
Sure.
And being prepared for that and responding to it.
So even going beyond just saying, okay, we need a block of rooms, we need a meeting, you know, invite
put me on your list because yeah. I love knowing how the progress is coming with the planning, and I want to make sure that we're prepared to give you the best.
Got it. Can you offer any assistance as somebody plans an event at mm-hmm. the Holiday Inn Suites on Merle Hay? Are there things that you can do to help them boost their attendance?
Oh, absolutely. We've done everything from offer an overnight prize for those who
really?
Get their reservations in by the deadline.
Interesting.
Okay. Maybe we have promoted special items at Bennigan's for, the people who are
the
attending.
Attendees. Uh-huh.
That's in the theme of an event. We recently held an event where we incorporated the menu item that they promoted into all of the food items over a three-day conference.
Hmm.
And so by doing these things, we're going to help further the goal of the, you know, the organization.
Absolutely. His name is Troy Thompson. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites on Merle Hay. Thanks for coming in and doing this.
Oh, thank you,
we really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
And, good luck to you. A guy that's been in this business for almost 30 years, for crying out loud.
Got a question of sanity, don't you?
Yeah. My son was in this business for a short period of time. They enjoyed it, you know, because lots of you people in the sales realm talk to each other all the time. Yeah, who you got coming? Yeah.
We have that kind of community in Des Moines.
I guess we do. We're pretty fortunate. Thank
you,
Troy.
Thank you.
All right, we got to scoot along. We're going to be talking about movies in just a moment. Movie reviews. What's that? I'll ask Eric. He's here. We'll talk to him next on the Business News Hour.